sports fans, welcome into Prep Sports Live. 44 degrees outside, 5 minutes after five. And our hosts will be with us momentarily, but just got to go ahead and tell you, I mean, there's really only one game to talk about this week. I mean, we all know Auburn doesn't stand a chance against Alabama. That's not really allowed in this show anyway. We try to focus on local sports here. And the only thing going on this week, yeah, well, if you've been hiding out under a rock or something, maybe this will help you out.
The Good Hope Raiders are back in the state playoffs. Quick will operate from the shotgun with Colton Bagwell beside him. Takes it to Bagwell, throws to Dixon. Dixon's in the open field. 40, 45, midfield, 45, 40, to the 35. Eagles chasing him, and they're going to get him at the 20-yard line, but he's got another Raider first down. Live 95's Friday Night Live is your Raider station in Good Hope's quest for a state title. That's a beautiful spiral to Isaiah Green. Oh, my goodness, what a catch. Isaiah Green hauls it in. He tipped it from one hand to the other and hauled it in right on the sideline at the 45-yard line. He's got a Raider first down. Second down and 10 for Jacksonville now. This is Wiggins. Oh, my goodness, he is hammered. Boom. Jared Pugh shot through the line of scrimmage like he came out of a cannon. This Friday night, the Good Hope Raiders look to tomahawk the Adiana Redskins in the quarterfinals of the state playoffs.
They don't have to snap it again. The Good Hope Raiders have defeated the Jacksonville Golden Eagles 27-12. The Raiders are headed to the quarterfinals of the state playoffs.
Raiders and Redskins in the quarterfinals of the state playoffs this Friday night. Listen locally at 95.5 FM. Stream at www.live95coleman.com. Join us on Facebook or listen anywhere in the world via the TuneIn Radio app. Just search WRJMLP. Raiders and Redskins in the quarterfinals of the state playoffs this Friday night here on your Raider station, Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio.
The front side, just to make sure that, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, there were perfect.
dual sides.
Good Tuesday afternoon, and welcome in to another edition of Prep Sports Live. Dylan Diemert and Josh Lawler here to talk about some more playoff football. Yes, that's right. We've been renewed for another week.
Another week that we can stay on air and talk about what everyone loves the most, football, right before it disappears, and we're leaning on college and NFL for all of our football hopes and dreams.
Right, and then we'll go into the other sports that there are.
Other sports.
Just the other sports category.
I still don't
there.
Believe that they exist, but maybe we'll cover them, and I'll find out.
We'll try to find out what we can about those other sports going on out there. I got some updates on those. And if you want to chime in and you've got some sports scores from basketball, any other sport going on that you want to mention, let us know on Facebook. We'll get on to that.
Yep.
Or call in 256-737-9505. We'll take your calls as soon as we can here.
Yeah, we'll take about 15 minutes, y'all.
Absolutely.
15 minutes.
Right back into that, Good Hope was the big story this weekend, but we'll start out with Addison and save the best for last.
Mm-hmm.
The Addison Bulldogs in the playoffs as well. They're about as deep as Good Hope is going now, too. They're just neck and neck, 2A versus a 4A team, but not playing each other, of course.
No.
Addison got a 26-15 win at Ranburn last week. Mm-hmm. Pretty good game for them. They had a pretty good trip in their first series against Sulligent.
Right.
Won that one big and ended up going to Ranburn, winning that one big. Now they've got Aliceville next week, and you know, any thoughts on that game?
Well, Aliceville, not really studying them all that much, but Aliceville is a name that we've seen in the schedules a couple of times in that class, in that section. It's not going to be an easy game, that's for sure, but I would have said the same thing against Sulligent. Ranburn, not one of those that I studied all too well either, so really to see Addison show up to both of those two playoff games and really run some big numbers on these teams gives me a lot of confidence. You know, I've got a similar confidence with Good Hope. They just kind of show up completed. We've not got a chance to watch Addison at all this season.
Right.
May not get to, but I really believe that they must be fundamentally sound to not struggle against these teams at all.
Right, and both teams 10-2 going into this one. So, yeah, these are the matchups now in the third round and into the quarterfinals where you're facing off against teams that are maybe historically state winners.
Yeah.
That are big-time teams that Not to say the teams that we've seen before were not big-time teams, of course. You know, Good Hope's played some pretty tough tests in the regular season at the end and then in the playoffs.
Absolutely. And you know, to have two teams make it to the quarterfinals, you know, this isn't just they made it to the playoffs. These two schools have made it to far enough that they've got names for these games. That's huge. You know, we wondered if at the beginning of the season if we'd even have playoff coverage whatsoever. You know, we were already looking into some of those other sports, but to have two teams to talk about every week because they've made it to quarterfinals of state teams, that's crazy.
So again, Addison, Aliceville, big competition for the Bulldogs this Friday night, but not to take away from the big one. This is the big one of all of them, Good Hope.
Yeah.
The Good Hope Raiders winning 27-12, the game of the week right here on Coleman's Live 95, Jacksonville coming on the road to James Schaible Stadium. Matt Dixon having three touchdowns that night.
Yeah.
All-out offense for the Raiders. You're going to Aniana next week, and Aniana, well, you can just say the name Aniana, and it kind of brings back some memories for you.
Sure, absolutely. You know, going to school over in Locust Fork, Aniana is always a big name out there in Blount County, probably one of the biggest schools in the county, and they show it for sure. You know, all of their athletics are very well put together, and they always do really well. Historically, this is not Aniana's first rodeo. You know, they've been to the big ball a couple of times and taken it home a couple of times. So, Aniana not unfamiliar with the setting. Good Hope. I've seen Good Hope play. I've not seen Aniana play, but I've seen Good Hope play, and everything just fundamentally clicks for them. Now they could not show up whatsoever, and Aniana just opened the door and shove them out. But I don't think we're going to get that. I think Good Hope's going to show up. They've got five or six players on the Good Hope team. Any one of them can shine. I think we've watched two games in a row from them, and two different sets of players shined in each game. So it's not just one star player every week. So I really think that's going to be Good Hope's strength.
Now, one thing about this matchup that's gotten to me now is you look at the other teams. Jacksonville's never played Good Hope. Yeah. Neither has JP2.
Right.
Never matched up ever before. Aniana, though, four times have they matched up
against Good Hope,
and Aniana has won all of them.
No way.
And the last matchup in 2015 was a 23-0 win for Aniana. So the Redskins are no easy task for Good Hope. But again, one more thing about Good Hope, they don't care what it says on paper at all.
No.
And they've showed that to Fayette County. They showed that to Hamilton, teams that they had never beaten before, and beat them.
Absolutely. And let's talk about the coach. You know, they've got Good Hope's got a great coach out of Alan Scott. And
they do.
And he's been there how many years now?
That's his fourth season. His fourth season now.
You know, and so he's really into the swing of it, he's got such a disciplined group of guys under him, and we got to hear a little bit of the audio at the end of the ball game last week. You got down on the field and could hear him just talking to them, and all of them showing tons of respect, not only for their coach, but for the other coaches, the Jacksonville coaches and the Jacksonville players, all around. When the soldiers follow the general very well, then the whole unit works like a well-oiled machine, and that's really what we've come to expect from Good Hope.
And you know, I was kind of wrong on my pick. I said it'd be a 7-point
close
game.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wrong about that one.
15 points.
I don't think anybody saw what we saw there.
Your boy was right, man. I'm calling it 14. You know, I may have said 21 last Tuesday's show, but I changed it right before the game. So any changes before the game count, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So 15 point win for Good Hope. That was
close,
amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. For Good Hope, the scores we've seen throughout the season, that was a close game. That's as close as they'd want it to be. I think Alan Scott would probably like one of those Nick Saban wins. On Friday night. But maybe they'll get it out of Aniana. Maybe they'll just roll the train.
But again, on paper, everything looking to be on favor for Aniana, 4-0 altogether, all time. But that means nothing.
Right.
These Raiders. That's just pieces of paper. That's just facts written down.
Well, and
things can be changed.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a totally different team than it was last year. You know, it's the way that something's clicked. You know, it may not be a completely different set of kids or coach, but something has clicked this year that hasn't before.
And yeah, you mentioned that. And I want to mention something I just pulled up, a cool stat.
Yeah.
The last time that Good Hope shut out a team was on 10/19 back in October.
Mm-hmm.
We were there for that game.
We were there for that
Oak Grove.
Day. Yeah.
The last time that Good Hope had been shut out, however,
yeah,
1 year earlier.
Really?
10/20/2017.
Wow.
So things really have
turned around for them.
Yeah, but, by far. You just flip the seasons.
Yeah.
You know, and Good Hope's back into this one, and probably the deepest they've been, is they've had two matchups in the semifinals.
Yeah.
But lost both of them. But their record in the third round is always 2-0
wow,
so far. So they have a winning record in the third round.
In the quarterfinals there.
0-2 in the semifinals. And yeah. 0-0 in the finals, obviously. You haven't been there yet. Obviously. So this could be the year for
this. This could definitely be the year. You know, and I've looked at the other sides of those brackets. I've seen some of the teams that are circulating out there. Going to be really great matchups. Names you've definitely heard before. I'm excited for this Aniana matchup. This is something that we were looking at from week one. You know, okay, Aniana's way up there, but maybe something interesting will happen, and we'll wind up going to Aniana, Alabama, Redskins Stadium to see a ball game. And lo and behold, here we are. So,
and we were talking about how Tommy wanted to be on that.
Yeah,
he,
man.
Unfortunately, mm-hmm, had a vacation planned already.
Vacation planned, and for all the right reasons. And
right,
I think Daniel stepped out too because he's his heart's torn in two different sections. But
I don't blame them.
Facebook
at all.
This week has been great. If you get a chance to go out there and follow the station if you haven't already, and keep up with the communication going back and forth, because obviously Tommy used to work out there with their radio station, so a little bit of a banter I got to to laugh at a little bit today, seeing that, because it's all fun and games in the radio business. But Friday night we'll get to do a little trash talking, maybe.
All right, maybe so. But we'll take a quick break here and get into more sports in just a little bit here on Prep Sports Live. Again, that number 256-737-9505, and we'll get to your comments on Facebook Live. Stick with us.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanAppliancerepair.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
hey, and this is Live 95, and what did we name the show? Prep Sports?
It's on the screen right there.
I know.
Prep Sports Live.
I got to remember this. I get to running my mouth, and I forget where I'm at and who I am. And
Dylan had to step out for a second. He said he might call in a minute, just in case. But, you know, if you're listening and you'd like to chime in on the game, a lot of excitement going on in the county right now. Our number is 256-737-9505. If you have a hard time remembering that, just look down there at your dial, 795.5. Sure. And, hey, that's the last four digits.
Hey, look at that. It's almost as if we planned that.
Almost.
I like when things go to plan. Speaking of something that I can't plan at all, is this tournament bracket, for sure.
I don't think anybody planned that.
A lot of speculation. We'll be talking about that in a minute. I mentioned that I had some stats earlier, and I left them in the truck. I went and got them during the commercial break, because you can do stuff during the commercial break. It amazes me, all of these numbers. You know, they're... We really just want to talk about Good Hope, but Good Hope's, you can't talk about Good Hope's defense without admitting how much they squashed Jacksonville's offense, crushing Jacksonville's quarterback.
Well, I have to chime in for a second because, you know, I was around for that predictable show y'all did last Tuesday, and I don't think it was like you and you alone were predicting how far, I mean, most everyone thought that would be 3 points or 7 points. And you picked 14, did you not?
I picked 14.
Which
is
pretty darn close.
And it was 15. I'm really proud of that one. But you know, the quarterback, he was 6 for 20 and 3 interceptions, and that just speaks to how great Good Hope's defensive. And Good Hope's defense includes their quarterback for some reason. it just amazes me that this team is so well rounded and uses so many of their players. It bewilders me. But
I can tell you internally, there have been a lot of comparisons between a certain team run by Nick Saban and this Good Hope team.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. And the woman, which you dabbled into college football there, the woman that was right below the press box.
Yeah, I'm teasing myself right now.
With the we want UCF side was my favorite. Yeah. Like, if we did a video show of this on a regular basis, I would have asked her for that sign to bring it in, for sure. But tournament bracket, obviously they're going and playing Aniana. I really do pick Good Hope on this one. I think Aniana is going to fall. Now, that being said, I did some reading today. Aniana has been, to the playoffs a lot. I undersold them quite a bit a little earlier when I said that they've been a couple times. That was a turn of phrase. They, in the past 35 years, they've only
learned a lot during those commercial breaks, don't you?
I do some studying, man. But in the past 35 years, they've only missed the tournament 7 years. Mm. I mean, they've been a lot and they've won a lot. But Good Hope is just so strong this year. I don't see Good Hope not performing exceptionally again. So, with that in mind.
Naturally, to be said, all right, the moment you're in a playoff game, you automatically assume it's going to be good. And then you make it to round two, and the hype, like, doubles exponentially.
Oh, absolutely.
But you make it to round three?
Yeah. And it's not anything
that's going to be a heck of a game, y'all.
Absolutely. And I really think, because I'm looking at the, because it's quarterfinals, so I can finally get all of the teams this upcoming week into one window.
Do you like what Tommy did with the promo for that? Hey,
no.
We're halfway there.
Yes, exactly.
That was great.
But yeah, I can get them all onto one screen now, so I don't have to scroll places. But I'm looking at all the other teams. We, as in Good Hope Raiders, playing Aniana, top right-hand corner, top left-hand corner, Hillcrest and Andalusia, bottom left-hand corner, American Christian Academy and UMS Wright Prep, bottom right-hand corner, Hoax Bluff and Deschler. So you hear a lot of names. I think the Hoax Bluff-Deschler game is probably close to as big as our game is, but easily our game. If you're looking at the tournament bracket as a whole, objectively, like Aniana Good Hope is the one to watch, right? Those two teams have been cranking up huge stats this season. I've not heard, despite American Christian Academy and UMS being number one seeds out of their section, I've not heard, you know, their name a lot this season. But Hoax Bluff beating North Jackson, which we knew to be really strong, and Deschler beating Fayette County last week, and Fayette County, we talked about before going into playoffs because they were the number one seed for forever in this 4A section that we're part of, that Good Hope's part of. I need to stop saying that we thing. I think the ASHAA wants me to be objective, but it's so ditcom difficult.
It's difficult to do
it
that.
Really is. So
now I have to give all of y'all kudos earlier in the season because you were being very objective, you know,
very,
from different counties and different places.
And I think that benefited us a lot as a radio station.
Did it?
Well, I think so because we didn't really know who we were going to go follow, right? Any
well,
team
that's
could've
true. Yeah.
You know, after
who but like Christopher Greer, I know he spent some time at Hartsell with it.
Yep.
He knew some people in Blount County.
Yep.
You're known in Blount County.
I am.
I had to keep
bit.
Reminding y'all that we're a Coleman County radio station.
Yeah, that Holly Pond Bluntsville game was kind of tough for all of us because it's like, well, their team is really good and our team's supposed to be really good. Holly Pond, of course, just barely missing playoff berth, but it was a tough game. There was a lot of them that were that way. There was a couple of times, or at least we may have kept the score of a couple of games where it dipped down into Blount County.
Yeah.
Vinemont playing Locust Fork and it being really close all the way to the end. I think we watched that after our coverage ended one time, but it's been a great season. And you were talking, okay, so the point of this was my tangent, was you mentioned about how the hype gets bigger. And I started listing this. All four of these games fit onto my phone screen now. That's how close Good Hope is to a championship game. You know, this is huge for them. This is also huge for us. We're looking at an opportunity of calling a state.
Yeah. I mean, this does not happen very often. I mean, I was talking about how we've only been in existence as a radio station going on like 4 years, 5 years. I forget. We started in April 2014.
Yeah.
We did football in year one, but then our football announcer, Tommy Warhurst, got hired away to Coleman High School. So congratulations to him, but we didn't do football for year two. And then we met Dylan, and then we got you on board.
Yep.
It was actually Dylan and just whoever Dylan could find to do a game last
that week.
And then this year we've had, you know, just a whole slew of people doing football, which was pretty awesome.
So this is year four.
Yeah, this is year four. And you know, I've kept up with sports in Coleman County a lot more since we've had a radio station.
Right.
But I can't remember ever going this deep in the playoff rounds.
No.
Too deep is about as far as I can ever remember, and then we were always knocked off, you know.
Right.
And when I say we, I mean Coleman County schools.
Yeah, whatever football
so,
team.
So, you know, in general, what we try to do here at Live, and I think this is what most radio stations here try to do, you know, we start out with who we think is going to perform the best.
Yeah.
You know, this year we thought West Point was going to be the team.
Yeah.
To you know, we attended several of their games. And it was about when we went to one or two of the Good Hope games, and we knew they were away Good Hope games.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We made road trips with the Good Hope team, and they really started, you know, to – I'm not going to say started to impress because they impressed from day one.
Yeah, from the get-go.
But we saw something special in Good Hope and really stuck with them.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got a little feedback or a little pushback, you know, from our listenership when y'all voyaged over to Fairview and covered that game. But
yeah.
You know, we wanted to cover as many of the teams in the counties as we could.
Why aren't y'all at the Good Hope game?
What time does the Good Hope game start?
Because we've been at Good Hope for 2 weeks already. I think Fairview was our 1 week break between the
maybe
4 weeks that we've covered. 4 out of 5 weeks we had covered Good Hope.
But naturally, I mean, we're gonna gravitate towards the team that's performing the best.
Absolutely.
And I mean, I think the competition's done that too. I mean, there's you know a couple of other little stations. They have big sticks, but they're little stations.
Right.
One of them only covers the city, and that's fine. I mean, that's what they're, you know, that's what they want to do.
Right.
That's fine. But we're going to do what we can, you know, to bring, you know, football to everybody in our county. And you know what? There's three radio stations here, and there's, what, 7, 8, 9 schools?
Yep.
I mean, there's plenty to go around.
Hmm.
But when you're down to only the playoff games, you know, we're going to be there.
Right, exactly. And
why would we not be there?
but that's what I was getting at, is it's really exciting even for us because we call the football games and I really enjoy football. If you could have seen my face during last week's, I was cheering and I was waving in the background because, you know.
I mean, it was a quiet weekend around the Fuller House because Melissa had no voice.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Oh, and I can only imagine through the West Virginia game. I wish she was here tonight. I would love to talk about that. But
she probably won't talk about that.
Yeah, she probably doesn't at all. Cowboys were a rough week. But
her post went something along the lines of WVU always finds a way to let me down.
Yeah, right. In the worst way possible. But it's exciting for us, too, because, you know, you know, a state championship and to get to broadcast from possibly a collegiate stadium.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, let's take a little break. If any of you are listening or you want to chime in, Facebook Live, 256-737-9505, you can give us a call and become part of the show.
Yeah, and I'm looking for predictions because I want to trash talk a little bit. So.
But we'll talk a little bit about what happens if we make it past. Okay, well, let's just say we are going to make it past Aniana.
There it is.
What happens next week? All right, y'all stay tuned. More Prep Sports Live in a minute on Coleman's Live 95. 256-737-9505.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Colman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, NMLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender.
The Good Hope Raiders are back in the state playoffs. Quick will operate from the shotgun with Colton Bagwell beside him. Fakes it to Bagwell, throws to Dixon. Dixon's in the open field. 40, 45, midfield, 45, 40, to the 35. Eagles chasing him, and they're going to get him at the 20-yard line, but he's got another Raiders first down. Live 95's Friday Night Live is your Raider station in Good Hope's quest for a state title.
That's a beautiful spiral to Isaiah Green. Oh, my goodness, what a catch. Isaiah Green hauls it in. He tipped it from one hand to the other and hauled it in right on the sideline at the 45-yard line. He's got a Raider first down.
Second down and 10 for Jacksonville now. This is Wiggins. Oh, my goodness. He is hammered. Boom.
Jared Pugh shot through the line of scrimmage like he came out of a cannon.
This Friday night, the Good Hope Raiders look to tomahawk the Aniana Redskins in the quarterfinals of the state playoffs.
They don't have to snap it again. The Good Hope Raiders have defeated the Jacksonville Golden Eagles 27-12. The Raiders are headed to the quarterfinals of the state playoffs.
Raiders and Redskins in the quarterfinals of the state playoffs this Friday night. Listen locally at 95.5 FM. Stream at www.live95coleman.com. Join us on Facebook or listen anywhere in the world via the TuneIn Radio app. Just search WRJMLP. Raiders and Redskins in the quarterfinals of the state playoffs this Friday night here on your Raider station, Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Welcome back. Prep Sports Live coming at you from Live 95 over here in Coleman County.
And if you happen to be watching the Facebook Live video, the reason that we're not on there is that we're not hanging out in the conference room today. We're back here in the actual studio.
So much excitement has kept us on our feet.
Yeah, we can't sit down.
I haven't been able to since Friday. No, I'm thrilled about that that opportunity to even think, you know, we're halfway there, as Tommy put in the promo. And really, that's gotten into my head. You know, it's crazy. You know, we're actually talking about going the distance. So, what not better a conversation than to talk about what Good Hope's got to overcome along the way. So if you've got a suggestion or a prediction about who they may face in the coming weeks, Give us a call, 256-737-9505. We will gladly answer your call on the air and may even let you talk about it. Who knows? We'll give some space. We're radio people. Every once in a while, we let other people talk. But anyways, I'm just looking at the bracket here. I think Deschler is going to be the next opponent, really over the top of Hoax Bluff. I not got to watch them a lot, but I think Deschler's it.
You haven't got to watch them. I've never even heard of them.
Oh, really? I've heard of them several times. I think historically they've been a good football team, but I've not seen any of their stuff in probably 5 years.
But now I figure if we're moving into the quarterfinals, how many brackets are we looking at here? Like three?
You're talking about all the games?
Yeah.
Four games this Friday night. So
yeah, that would make sense.
So
would it? Because then you would have the semifinals, and then you'd have the finals.
Yep, that's exactly what we're looking at. So if you go ahead and say that Good Hope beats Aniana, and then let's stick with Josh's prediction, which is Deschler beats Hoax Bluff, both of those being a two seed out of their section of the bracket down there.
Then you would have Good Hope versus Deschler.
Deschler. And then you got to pick Hillcrest and Andalusia. I think Andalusia is I'm just going off of what I remember from old newscast stories from when I was in high school.
1996, yeah.
Yeah, right. Andalusia always had a pretty strong athletic stable down there. I'm going to say Andalusia over Hillcrest. And then it would come down to, I think American Christian Academy, because that's a name that I know really well. I don't ever remember hearing UMS Wright Prep. Maybe somebody's listening can call in.
I've heard of them. I think I've driven by them a few times, but know nothing about them.
So I think it'll come down to Andalusia, American Christian Academy. I think that'll probably be a close game, but one of those two against Good Hope in the finals. I think, just based on what I've seen, because you can get a little bit of history looking at this bracket. You can see who they've beaten. You can see how much they've beaten them by. Like Andalusia walked over Montevallo 28-8, and then walked over Headland again. Andalusia 51-22 in that one. So you kind of get an idea of how they're playing this season. I really think it's going to be Andalusia and Good Hope in the finals at Auburn Stadium.
All right, so we have our first listener question right off of the Facebook Live feed.
All right.
How do you guys feel about the matchups with Aniana? They have a couple of tall receivers that may give our secondary a little trouble on the
outside.
Come on.
Well, who knows?
I don't want to jinx the team, so I'm going to shut up now.
No, you're fine. That's an avid concern. You think about
you seen this Good Hope team play? Come on.
No. The offense definitely doesn't have any problem. We talked a little earlier about the Good Hope defense being so strong last week, holding a 2,500-yard season running back to 44 yards. I think that says a lot about the front line. Obviously, Preston's question is about the secondary, right? So when you start to think about a team that can threaten the secondary to Good Hope. Good Hope's part of their secondary is their starting quarterback, right? A kid that plays both sides of the ball. He plays special teams. I mean, I don't think this kid ever comes off the field, right? That's Bailey Quick. If he's listening, a small shout out to him. But
yeah, I really do want to give a shout out to him. We all kind of freaked out when we saw him friend our page. It's like,
yeah,
wow,
right?
Talk about local. There
I know.
There you go.
I know, and that's pretty cool. Maybe it's not, when it's all said and done, we can
come interview him or something,
right?
Yeah.
And have some of these ring bearing young men interviewed. That'd be pretty cool. But yeah, so it's an avid concern. I really believe that the a deep passing, because so let me break out my.
And while you do that, I mean, I want to chime in for a moment.
Yeah,
to,
go ahead.
You know, kind of comparing Good Hope to the Saban team, which, I mean, you know, there's a lot of that. But you get into a mindset, you know, if you're this good, you made it this far, then you almost get a little bit of cockiness and a little bit of goodness to you.
Yeah.
And you can't let that happen. Yeah. You have to maintain your discipline. You have to, you know, not let any – I mean, come on. Alabama was tied 10-10 Saturday.
Yeah.
Something
against
happened.
The Citadel, which was supposed to be like a homecoming game.
Yeah.
You know? So, no, you're absolutely right.
You cannot let that happen. You've got to maintain the discipline. I'm going to shut up now.
Well, and I don't think you're wrong. I don't. You're being too hard on yourself. I really think that that like Alabama, they didn't think too much about the Citadel. I don't know if you'll have that problem here
Don't let Nick Saban hear you say that.
Because everybody coming into the playoffs, this is the best of the best. There's no underestimating your opponent. I think if anything, Good Hope's probably overestimating a lot this week through practice. Hopefully they're practicing as we speak. But yeah, so you talk about the stats. Jacksonville only had a couple of successful passes. That being said, they were huge passes. You know, there's a 42-yard pass on this list. There's a 50-yard pass on this list. But there's also three interceptions and 14 incomplete passes. So that being said, if they can get to the quarterback in time, I don't think that'll be a problem. And we were talking about how strong the front line of the defense is and the linebackers are there, that that maybe they can apply enough pressure that it won't matter what the receivers will look like. Looking a little bit more, Preston commenting there.
Can you read that?
No, I can't. Go ahead, Jay.
For the record, Good Hope 34, Aniana 17. Aniana's not going to be able to handle that hard-to-beat Raider frontline blocking.
Yeah, okay, so I wasn't looking at the comment section, but Preston agrees with me. We both think that the front line's going to get to him long before he gets pass off. Now, if they run maybe an extended shotgun, he gets an extra step back, which gives him some time, or maybe they're working on offensive line protection all week this week. Aniana may stand a chance, because at the end of the day, if he can get the ball into the air and you've got some tall receivers, it could get bloody quick. So
you know Aniana has been watching some film. I mean, they're preparing Absolutely. For this game. So you've kind of got to have a couple of tricks up your sleeve
yep.
to prepare for that. Because, I mean, come on, let's face it.
Yeah, if you're
Good Hope's had a heck of a season.
So. If you're Aniana, I think you have to focus on your line this week, whether it's defensive or an offensive. If you've made it this far in the playoffs, you're not worried about your athletic guys. You're worried about your protection guys. So offensive, defensive linemen, you're working with them all week, because you've got to provide protection from Good Hope's defensive line, and you've also got to stop all of the running threats coming from Good Hope. Bailey Quick able to lob quite some passes, but you know, if you watch any of that tape we're talking about, you're looking at names like Bailey Quick can run the ball too, but Matthew Dixon, Colton Bagwell, Isaiah Green put down some big points. I mean, big stats and points, actually.
Just pretty much listen to our promo and all of those names jump out at you.
Yeah, I mean, Tommy puts those in highlight reel for a reason, right?
Yes, so, absolutely.
I think lineman is where you concentrate for sure. Anything short of that, practicing this week, and you'll be on your way to an L real fast.
Yep.
So,
of course, we want to be on our way to a W, and
then
that would put us on our way to, I'm not sure how many people know this, we're done with the local stadiums. If we get a W this week,
really?
Then we are off to Jordan-Hare.
No, not this week.
Not this week.
Semifinals.
You're right.
Is it semifinals local still? Because this is quarterfinals, which is at Aniana.
I'm just reacting to the email I got from the ASHAA.
And you may be right.
Basically warning us, you know.
Semifinal. Okay, so the kickoff times are still at 7 p.m. So makes me wonder if semifinals are still
We know
local.
This week is, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
are,
this
are
week
you talking
is,
about a game after this week?
Yes.
Okay.
The game after this week, but before the finals.
And then that would be where?
I'm thinking still same rules apply, you know, whatever that math is that you figure out. Tommy's better at it than I am. I don't know. And I think he just studies the letters he gets from the Alabama State Association.
Could be, yeah.
But we'll figure that out sometime during
the
broadcast.
That is a big deal. Assuming that, you know, we continue to win all the way up to the state playoffs, and that game is at Jordan-Hare, and it is not on a Friday night. It's like
Oh, what day did I say that was?
I think that was a Friday. I think it was December 7th. But it was like, what, 3 in the afternoon? Because, I mean...
11. 11 p.m.
11, what? No, 11 a.m., surely.
Oh, sorry. Yes, 11 a.m. My brain went weird.
You've got... When you get down to the finals, you know, you've got seven divisions.
Mm-hmm.
And so all seven divisions have to play their final matches.
Mm-hmm.
which means they're not all going to be played at once.
Exactly.
So I'm assuming, I mean, we were having a conversation about this at lunch today. You're probably looking at 2 days, you know, at Jordan-Hare, and there are a couple of special rules involved in that, and about who can go, who can't go, that type of thing. So hopefully, you know, we're pulling to be at that game. We really want to be at that game. Good Hope, keep winning so we can be at that game.
Sure, yeah, I'd love to add that to my resume.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that as the weeks progress.
Sure. And by the time we get to Friday Night Live, we'll know when and where the semifinal game is and who will be hosting that. Hopefully it'll come back to Good Hope. That would be nice.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, so because I don't know where Deschler is. I think Hoax Bluff is a small drive. Oh.
I know you had your bracket up, and you might want to pull it up again briefly. Maybe we'll talk Addison a little bit, but Addison's still in the running, too. Addison has also got a playoff game coming up Friday night. And, I mean, yeah, Addison's not really in our coverage area, but a lot of us talk about Addison anyway.
Sure.
And, hey, I mean, they've earned, you know, their place in the playoffs, so kudos to Addison.
Yeah, and they're playing really solid ball. They've just been kind of outside of our coverage bell for this season, and I think they probably deserved their right back into
they
our
They probably
coverage.
Do.
So maybe we'll share a little bit of love out that way
if we
season.
Had a little bit stronger signal, we'd probably be covering them more. But I know a lot of people in Coleman are looking at them because the other local outlets cover them. And for the record, everybody listening, we have invited pretty much every local media outlet into this show.
Yeah.
And we had a little bit of interest, but I don't believe... I haven't been here every week, but I don't think we've had anyone take us up on that yet. But that is kind of the vision that we have for this show. Is it doesn't have to be all about us. I mean, we'd love to have the local media photographers, any other radio station, you know, anybody who covers sports locally. We'd love them to come join the roundtable.
Yeah, and
it's not ending with football. We're going to try to cover some basketball and some other sports too.
Right.
So.
We'll touch briefly on this. We won't stay very long. Basketball is really hard to track unless you're at every single game every Tuesday, Thursday, Friday night. It is really hard to keep up with what's going on. There's been a couple of sites locally, news outlets locally.
But they don't even match, I think, right?
I don't think
so. We were cross-checking, and we're like, those numbers don't match.
Yeah, I'm wondering where Dylan's getting his stuff from that he's cross-checking with, because that stuff may not be right. But,
right.
Looking at Addison's bracket, we'll kind of go through the same thing there, as long as I'm not up against a bridge.
No, you're not.
We got
a newscast, but I think we can push that on out five more minutes. So.
Some pretty interesting games coming out of the 2A bracket here. Addison and Aliceville both being a number one seed on their side of the bracket. Top their bottom right hand corner. If you're looking at this, the top right hand corner is Fife, I believe I'm pronouncing that, and Otahatchee, both being number one seeds in that section. Of course, Otahatchee beating Red Bay by a large margin, 42-6. Fife beating Colbert County 35-0. Okay, so Colbert County is one that we have seen. We've seen, was it Cold Springs play Colbert County, maybe?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. I'd have to go back. We've talked about a lot of games far this season.
Was it this year?
Yes, it was this year.
I will look it up on the Live 95 website.
You do that, and
While you're working over there.
I'll talk about the other side.
I'll do show prep over here.
Thank you. Leroy and Laverne? I don't know if I'm saying that right. Anyways, they're both second seeds on the top left-hand corner.
You said Fayette County?
Colbert.
Okay. Colbert County. I think you confused it with Fayette County because that was the game that Good Hope won that put us on the map.
Yeah, put it big time on the map. And then the bottom left-hand corner, I can't read that. The print is so small. Highland.
I know a guy that can help you with that.
Yeah, do you? I think I know that commercial by heart now, actually. But, you know, some other notable teams going through. I'm going to pick Addison here. They played some really solid ball. It was beating Sulligent pretty hard and then not really having a contest against Ranburn. We kept up with that score through Friday night. Last Friday night.
Yeah. We'll probably keep up with it again this week too, but
absolutely.
You know, all of our eyes mostly, you know, going to be on Good Hope and Aniana.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Addison will go the distance. So, maybe play Otahatchee. That would be neat.
Yep.
To see those two play, but, we'll go ahead and take a break and,
we'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned. More Prep Sports Live. We might even talk a little Iron Bowl maybe.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Would it?
Yeah, it would be fun.
Speak for yourself.
Fun for me. Yeah, exactly.
Be back in a minute. If you still want to chime in on this game Friday night, 256-737-9505. We're here for about 9 more minutes. Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Medical Arts Apothecary.
Are you a talented artist, baker, or candlestick maker? Then you'll want to be set up at Maker's Market, happening December 15th from 9 o'clock until 4 o'clock, right in the middle of downtown Coleman at the Fest Hall Market Platz. Located in the heart of Coleman's beautiful historic warehouse district, vendor applications are being accepted now. More information on the festival itself or how to become a vendor, you can visit the Maker's Market page on Facebook, or you can send an email to makersmarketcoleman@gmail.com. It's the 2018 Maker's Market coming to downtown Coleman, December 15th from 9 until 4 at the Fest Hall Market Platz.
Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time to check in on our regional news from the Alabama Radio Network.
From the ARN News Center, I'm Derek Scudder. Republican lawmakers say a gas tax increase is among their top priorities for the upcoming legislative session. Governor Kay Ivey, House Speaker Mac McCutcheon, and Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh say the increase is needed as part of a plan to upgrade state roads and bridges. The legislature has not increased the gas tax since 1992. The state leaders have not said how much more they'll seek. University Boulevard on Birmingham's south side was closed for about an hour this morning so firefighters could bring 4 construction workers down to safety. Their scaffolding had malfunctioned near the 5th floor of a UAB health science building. Madison's police department is mourning the loss of one of its longtime officers. Captain Wayne Camus died unexpectedly at his home Monday morning. He had been a member of the Madison Force since February 2001 after having served with the Trinity Police Force. This is the Alabama Radio Network. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency is being sued for suspending licenses over unpaid traffic tickets. Through a state law, nearly 23,000 licenses were suspended this year because of traffic tickets that went unpaid. The Southern Poverty Law Center claims that this law is unconstitutional, violating the 14th Amendment, and unfairly punishing people for being poor and unable to afford paying tickets. The U.S. Marshals and the State Bureau of Investigation are now involved after a federal inmate at the Morgan County Jail died in custody. 27-year-old Heather Legg of Lester was found unresponsive Sunday afternoon. She was taken to the hospital and pronounced dead due to undisclosed medical reasons. The reward for information that leads to an arrest in a Tuscaloosa murder has increased. Kate Ragsdale's body was found in her home 5 years ago, and an anonymous donor has now offered an additional $20,000 to anyone who can lead investigators to whoever killed her. I'm Derek Scudder, ARN News.
Being physically active is one of the most important steps a person can take to improve their health. And the good news is that physical activity is anything that gets your body moving. This is Acting State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris. Regular physical activity can produce long-term health benefits like reduced risk for chronic disease, lower stress levels, and weight loss. It is recommended that adults get 150 minutes of physical activity per week, and despite busy schedules, there are easy ways to get the suggested amount. Walking the dog, washing your car, raking leaves, and working up a sweat playing your favorite sport are all examples of physical activity. The key is to start small, just move 10 minutes at a time, and then work your way up to more activity for a longer amount of time. Learn more about the benefits of exercise and get tips to get moving, including how much activity you need each day, on our website at alabamapublichealth.gov.
In money news, with Thanksgiving just 2 days away, we're getting really close to Black Friday and Cyber Monday. TheGiftInsider.com reports Black Friday and Cyber Monday are different You'll find a lot of bargains, but if you order online, be careful of shipping costs because they can sometimes be high enough to turn a good deal into a bad one. Amazon is bidding on all 22 regional sports TV networks Disney owns that were acquired from 21st Century Fox. In addition to Amazon, Apollo Global Management, KKR, the Blackstone Group, Sinclair Broadcast Group, and Tegua also placed preliminary bids for the full slate of networks. Consumer reports say the best time to buy a home is December 26th. According to a new analysis of home and condo sales over the last 5 years, buyers who closed on December 26th received the biggest discounts below the full market value than any other day of the year. The second best day to buy a house, December 7th. I'm Derek Scudder. This is the Alabama Radio Network.
And we're back. Prep Sports Live here on Live 95, Coleman's independent radio station.
Prep Sports Live while we're prepping for other things.
Prepping for other sports.
I guess Alabama and Auburn is prepping. Auburn is probably in counseling. I think the guys at 4 o'clock were discussing how they needed a little mental health intervention. Nick's probably coming off of his high from when he was in his locker room at halftime discussing how y'all can be tied 10-10.
Gosh, how gross was that game?
I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
I really miss the Sports Talk Live program. Now, they have intended to be here.
Yeah.
They have not stopped. They've not been able to make it. We have not been able to make it. There was even 1 week they were here,
and
we weren't.
Yeah.
So
I'm not proud of that moment.
Yeah, this being Thursday and Thanksgiving, also not going to happen this week. But, we missed their show. It will be back at some point. It might be back this season, depending on how the Alabama-Georgia game goes.
Right, sure.
It's not like that's not going to happen.
If they run into playoffs.
Yeah, so I think we pretty much know that's going
to
happen.
Man, we should have – which I think they're busy on Tuesday, so they would have been great to chit-chat back and forth tonight.
Every now and then, if they're not going to be able to do their show, we'll pre-record it. We don't want y'all to know that, but, every now and then we do that. But there's been a lot of things going on. They've been pulled back and forth. I think Jason's in North Carolina this week with his son.
Mm.
Family things, that's what happened. So
on the week of Thanksgiving? No.
They're going to visit them for family stuff.
No, not this
week. He really wanted to just get stuck in traffic
right.
is really what it boils down to.
Ain't that the truth? But no, the Alabama game is an interesting one. Auburn's always a tough opponent. Doesn't matter what's going on. I know.
Okay.
I know.
All right, whatever.
Okay, so I have a theory on this.
Think of how cheap the tickets should be.
Well, everybody's talking about how
I know people who have tickets to this game. They're so cheap.
Oh, really? See, and I don't think...
I'm not one of them.
No matter how bad the season is for either team, I think this is always a super important game. Like, people will always watch, in this state, will always watch the Iron Bowl no matter what. But that being said, Alabama's only picked to be 24 points in the win. So... excuse me. So I think
to interrupt you for a second.
Go ahead.
We've got another Facebook Live comment here about Good Hope. Says, looking forward to the Raider defense living in the backfield and frustrating the quarterbacks and offensive line of Aniana. We have some quick line backers.
Yeah, exactly, Greg. You're not wrong there. That's pretty much how they've sealed the deal. Now, if they got hold of anybody that had a decent offensive line and that could pass the ball to some very equipped receivers, Good Hope might have some trouble.
But one could also come to the conclusion, because this is the playoffs and we're working our way up the brackets, that they have never played a team as good as Aniana.
Maybe not.
I would not say that about SPJ the second.
No, right? Gosh, I hyped myself up for that game so hard. It's not even funny, because they just turned on the fire. SPJ 2 turned on the fire through that season. I think they were 8-2 coming into the game against Good Hope, and gosh, did they not roll over and die
big time?
Right. Mm-hmm. So we're up there freezing, and I'm thinking this is going to be so intense. It's going to be so close. I'm going to stay warm. Nope. because it was a big blowout. I think they were ahead by like 40 points at some point in the game. But
so technically we're out of time, but I don't care. I own the radio station. Let's go 5 more minutes. Let's discuss the Iron Bowl.
Iron Bowl. Okay, so 24 points is the only spread that they've got Alabama nailed to cover against Auburn, which says a lot.
24?
Only 24 points. You know?
What?
Yeah. I'm thinking maybe the spread should be 50.
I told my mom, I said, I don't think Alabama's going to stop before they get to 100.
No, but, and they shouldn't. They totally should.
Because this is Alabama-Auburn. Yes, you're right. Exactly. I mean, talk about a rivalry. I mean, here it is.
Well, when I was a kid, I remember, because I've always been an Alabama fan, through my, you know, to actually understand football and how it works, I've been an Alabama fan. Let's put it that way.
For the longest time, this game was the only game I watched the entire year.
Well, as a kid, I remember the whole, because I was a kid during the early 2000s when it's like the shirts with the fingers and it's like fear the thumb. And there was a 6-year streak. You know, it was awful. Don't let it off the gas. Now, that being said, I don't think you let it off the gas for any team. Like, make your second string or third string. But I do remember that first year that we broke the streak and Saban had such a huge lead over him. Like, he would call timeouts and then let his starters parade off the field. He knows this speaks to his fans. I mean, he just knows. So I expect to see it at least a 50-point win.
And then there was that year we only needed a second.
Just 1 second. So I'm an adult. That year, I don't remember what year that is, but I'm grown.
5 or 6 years ago, maybe.
I'm grown. I'm out of my folks' house, and there's a guy I go to church with, and he's a big Auburn fan, and he was quiet that whole game, but he calls me up and says, "Hey, have you got a second? I want to run something by you." I'm like, man, come on.
Stop right now.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to start screening my calls.
So. All right. So that. A little background on me, and I'm just going to confess to everybody. I mean, I'm a graduate of the University of South Alabama, and praise the Lord, we have a football team now. They're called the Jaguars, but, you know, I don't really consider them my team. It's my school, but they didn't have a football team when I was there.
USA.
So it comes down to, all right, are you going to pick Alabama or are you going to pick Auburn? You got to pick one.
Yeah, because if you live in the state.
And I tend to support the underdog, which, you know, if would you're talking about year. The early 2000s in the
Shula years.
Yeah. My choice might be different, but I mean, you know, for all the Saban year, I mean, I remember he was the coach that came in and got hired and went down and partied with his kids in Florida and got fired.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Ambrose or somebody. I don't know. He didn't even make it to the first game.
No.
And then they brought Saban in. I remember when Saban stepped off the jet and I'm like, who is this guy?
Yeah. It's like, what? He had a terrible season with the Dolphins. Yeah, why are we doing this? And then, you know, what, three years later?
Things have changed.
3 years later, there's a statue on the front steps.
I mean, I was talking, like, I've come a little bit off my high horse this year, but last year, I mean, I was on a roll. I was reminding Ronnie Barnes of Sports Talk Live. Well, Ronnie, you guys have forgotten how to lose. It's been so long since y'all lost a game, you don't know how to lose.
We really don't.
What's going to happen when you lose? You're not going to remember how to act. Yeah, that's kind of what happened.
Who did we lose to last?
Nobody, really. Auburn. You lost to Auburn last.
Was that the last one? Or was
last year, you lost one game, and guess who you lost it to?
Auburn.
Oh, buddy.
Gosh.
Those were good times.
Yeah, you know. What a tough loss. And that's the kind of reaction you get in the state of Alabama is you tell that to an Alabama fan.
I mean,
you know,
I was angry because if you remember before that, Auburn played Georgia, and Georgia was like top-ranked team, and Alabama was top-ranked team.
And that's right.
We kept bumping off number one.
Number ones.
But then
Auburn got passed up for the playoffs, right?
Something like that. I don't remember exactly what happened, but I was angry because I'm like, come on now, when does Alabama play Georgia? You know, why does Alabama not play Georgia? Alabama needs to play Georgia. Alabama needs to play anybody who has a team.
Someone. I know, and that was the big issue. It's going to come up again this year.
Because here we are again, they're going to play Georgia, which basically is Nick Saban's protege.
Right. Yeah. You could argue that Saban raised that team.
All the talking heads are, it's his Nick's children. It's his disciples, you know. Well, they know all his bags of tricks.
No, and they probably actually do. And you know what? This makes for great football because if I truly believe that Nick Saban can build a great program, teach that to somebody else, and then they carry it and make a great program, well, then I'm just watching great football all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not watching Alabama roll over, whatever random team.
But now, could one make a case that when a team is so expected to win that you don't watch them, almost like you don't watch a team that's so expected to lose? It's like, this is not going to be a challenging game. Why am I watching this?
Alabama strikes again because I am a Alabama fan. Maybe not devout, but I'm an Alabama fan. That being said, I looked at the schedule sometime, I think like week two, and I said, I don't think I'll watch college football again until the LSU game. Yeah. And I didn't. Now, I've watched them probably every week since, but, you know, until LSU, all those other opponents were eh.
Yeah, I didn't plan very well when I planned my cruise because that was the LSU. I got around to watching it last weekend. LSU, it was a good game.
Yeah, right. LSU was a good game. Mississippi State was a good game. Who would have thought Citadel would have been a good game?
Oh, dear.
Yikes. You know, but
well, it's been fun. We have a lot more to talk about. The week is young. Obviously, we're going to have a heck of a game Friday night. Yeah. I guess we'll probably go on there a little bit early again, maybe. I don't know. Depends on if Josh can get off work or not.
Yes.
And just kind of hype it up again like we did last week. And, you know, Good Hope's got to win. That's just all there is to it.
Yeah,
you
know, we can do
we
that.
We have to go to Jordan-Hare and have fun. So Good Hope's got to win. Yep. It's been fun, man.
Yes, it has. Thank you once again.
Yep. Y'all stick around. We've got Understanding the Law coming up in a few minutes. And maybe a little more Josh and Jay excitement around 7. We'll see.
Hey, that sounds like fun.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Cullman.